Hello friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi, taking your subject on internet marketing. We are on chapter 11, search engine optimization and web analytics. This is a subject very close to everybody who's keen on internet marketing. Search engine marketing is also known as inbound marketing by some people. It is classified, but let's first understand what is search engine optimization. So your website has been made, however, customer doesn't know. He is somewhere else and wants to search. He wants to search what he wants. Now, when he does that, is your website coming in front of him? The listing about your website coming in front of him or not? If not, what can you do to improve that listing ranking? That's what is a science called search engine optimization. So, we'll be studying about that search engine optimization. SEO can be split into two distinct camps, such as white hat SEO and black hat SEO. These SEOs use dubious means to achieve high ranking, and their websites are occasionally blacklisted. So white hat is are the one which are original search engine support functionaries, while black hats are the one who have a dubious way of doing, therefore it is risky. So white hat SEO should ensure that users can find what they are looking for. So Google search this thing is a crawler, but there are SEO search support service provider, white and black. So this is what we will be understanding. So let's understand what is search engine optimization. From a search engine perspective, search engine optimization is the process of making web page easy to find. I have already explained you with the prior example. Easy to crawl and easy to categorize from a webmaster perspective. So from a webmaster perspective, that is the owner of the website, it should be like easy to crawl. Crawler is again, what is crawler? Crawler is a service provider's algorithm which goes through your websites and determines what it contains, what each page contains, connect that with key powerful words, etc. So when customer searches it, it should recognize that this is a place from where customers can get right information. To produce relevant search results, search engine must keep their ranking algorithm secret. So yes, and it is those who provide the search support this thing, they keep their algorithms secret. It's not an open source this thing. Today Google is supposed to have the best of the search engine crawlers. As webmasters and search engine optimization professionals, learn to predict the behavior of search engine. So it is your professional instinct, it is your ability to then determine what will probably gain acceptance by the crawler, what will get rejected by the crawler. So that will make you a search engine optimization professional. Search engine optimization, the process of making a site search engine friendly, also known as an SEO, is a probably the most important aspect of any web design. So any web design, for that matter, any digital tool or any digital communication, they don't index images. So one need to know that images are ignored. Even the flash related utilities that you have put in, that is also ignored by search engine crawlers. It optimizes more than one page of your websites for the search engine. You can optimize every page of your website distinctly. You have said you are different selling products on the different pages, then each page can be optimized to connect with that product searches. It is like search engine optimization, at least a dozen main pages. So what this proposes is that the key pages of your website, which is relevant to the customers, you must get into search engine optimization for that. 98% of the users claim that they use search engine before they come to a specific site. Ideally, you want to strive to top 10. Top 10 usually comes on the first page. Then page 2, page 3, page 4. At least in my so many years of life, I don't think so I've gone beyond page 1. So that's what the power, I'm sure, like you also know the importance of being in the top 10. So sir, what does search engine include? It's a website. While you build a website, search engine friendly coding technique needs to be inserted. So website building has its own limitations. There are people who claim that they build website for you in 3000, 5000. It's like the drawback is that they do not follow the right website building technique. They will ignore meta tags. They will ignore page recognition text, etc. So that when you feel that you got a cheaper deal, but your site will hardly get found by the search engine crawlers. Regarding appropriate search terms called keywords, yes, while you built your website, you should be aware about what keywords is driving people to your kind of category, your kind of industry, your kind of profile, that should be used extensively across your various texts that you have developed. Incorporating keywords into your content is a very important thing. While the technicalities, leaving that, the technical construct of the search page or the web page is like you have to have a domain name, you have to have meta tags, title tags, etc., headings, you know, overall short summary of what is there in that, etc. Those are the things that get recognized by the crawlers. So, submitting website address to search engine is also a critical need. You must every time, while you structure your website, the search engine crawlers, when they come in, they must recognize it that it is linked to the search engine, this particular website. Developing a reciprocal linking strategy, which is you connect with your relevant associates, you connect with the relevant other sites, etc. So from your website, you should be able to provide a reciprocal linkage to the other side in exchange of they being giving a reciprocal exchange to your site. So, but of course, this needs time. So you need to interact with so many people to get their permission, then you have to agree upon, and then you start exchanging. Then when you build your website, somewhere in your website, you will have to integrate their links, etc., so that people can bounce to that site, etc. So these are some of the key aspects. We are still learning what is search engine optimization. Search engines will find out and list your site on their own. They are independent crawlers. They do their own crawling. They determine what your site is, what this page is all about. Then they create their own index. They associate it with the keywords, etc. So that when a customer puts a search request, they pull out from this knowledge that they have compiled for you. And if you are related, then your sites will come in the recognition. But yes, again, in that, who is done better? So that first 10 is a fight for itself. Two kinds of search engine out there. One is a crawler based and second is the human powered directories. Crawler based are like a Google is a very simple example. They go through the entire content. They crawl, as this the name suggests. They index relevant documents, they index content, they associate to the keywords, etc. They follow all the links that you have given in that, and accordingly they determine the reliability, they determine utility of that links that has been provided, etc. That's where they create a relevance, and then they probably give you negative or positive points for that, as you say, just for a common understanding. Human power directories are, there are providers of directories, means you need to submit your website. So it is like a Yahoo directory or Bing directory, etc. Alexa also has its own directory and all. So you have to submit your website so that all the recognized information when you submit, they integrate into their directory. When they integrate into the directory, that also forms a part of people's ability to search you. There, of course, it's not that they are independent of crawlers, etc. But yes, this service, when people subscribe to their service and search for the relevant category keywords, etc., then your sites may come in front of the consumers. Unlike humans, each search engines are text driven. So like search engines are essentially what text you provide in that. Technology advances are rapid there. Search engines are far from intelligent creatures. Search engines depend totally on what you have written. They do not, so to say, have their own brain. Yes, though they do indexing and analysis and ranking, etc., association to the keywords, but in terms of inferences, etc., it is said that they are not able to do it. Search engine crawls the web, looks for the particular site, etc. I have already kind of discussed with you. It's a long-term strategy. What needs to be remembered by you, it's a long-term strategy, part of an inbound marketing, because essentially it drives the interested person to your digital platform. Then based on the digital platform's viability, it converts into a lead. So it's an inbound approach, and you get first connect with the unknown entity in the world. SEO gives you better return on investment. So when you invest in SEO, expectations are that most site traffic will be diverted to your site, and therefore you will be able to convert many, and that will give you a better return on investment. It's a time consuming and a complex process. Not that any individual can do it. You require an expert to do that. It's a paid form of your promotion, so to say. Typically advertisers pay per click. So now what we are coming into understand is that how that SEO this thing can be used for your advertisements. So people call this as a search engine, search advertisements. So search advertisements are many options, either pay-per-click or pay-per, you know, visits, etc. Display advertising are the part of the search advertising, search engine marketing strategy also. So you have clicked options available, you have display options available. So you would have noticed that when you give certain search command, one side you have a listing coming, the right hand side there will be relevant advertisements coming. So that's a display ad. The listing comes is a listing ads, and so that is pay per click, etc., or you know, that kind of this thing. So that's what you need to really understand. Google AdWords is a particular platform very powerfully driving this search engine related advertisement as such. One must visit Google and find out more about AdWords program. Social media marketing is done about, even social media provides you a relevant support to promote your you know, page. Now when you have created a page, yeah, you will have to get into even trying to promote that page. So promoting a page, again you will require a search engine support. How search engine works, first of all, search engine crawls through your site. When you submit your site to them, the crawler will go through the site. They will see what is the content in it, that content is meaningfully what, and they index the content. They try to find out keywords to which this content can be associated, etc. What you can do is to check what is the crawler sees from crawler perspective. Crawler essentially reads the text. They ignore image, they ignore text within the image, they ignore any other GIF or any other kind of visual content which has been out there. So you must know flash content, as I told you earlier. So those are the things which is ignored by the search engine crawlers. Spider simulators. After a page is crawled, the next step is to index the content. Essentially, the process of indexing is identifying the words and expression that best describes that particular page, and then connecting it to the particular keyword I have kind of earlier mentioned to you. When a search request comes, so this is like from the searcher side, when a search request is given, the search engine processes that request, since it is likely that more than one page, most likely the more than one page are going to be meeting those keywords. Practically it is a millions of pages, so in reality millions of pages. So when I give marketing to marketing courses, I'm sure like Wellinker will get connected, NMIMS will get connected, SP Jain will get connected, even Maya marketing course will connected, and then across Columbia, Harvard and all will get connected. So there are millions who will meet those keywords. Now within that, search engine has to then give a priority. So that's where the indexing comes into picture, and they index the pages based on relevance of the content given in that, and then the keyword association that has been created. There are various algorithms that calculate the relevancy. So that's a built-in relevance out there, which is given by the crawler creator. It's not known to you and me. The last step is that it pulls out the relevant results. So that relevant results comes to you in the form of a listing. But this service provider also has to earn something. So they have created a platform in terms of banners and the site page. So if you are looking for a washing machine, no doubt the washing machine listing will come to you. But in the side, you will have LG washing machine advertisements coming, or other washing machine advertisements coming, etc. So that's a display advertisement that they have used to help you with. It's not necessary that that's the best in class product or anything like that. But yes, that's a place where the advertisements can come in. Reputation aggregators. So who these reputation aggregators are? So it's like you would have noticed that you go to various sites, you go to various hot, you know, common aggregation site, and you book the tickets, etc. So you do a Google search, and Google search various hotel rates are coming to you, and then you choose an hotel and you book the hotel, etc. This is not happening without the presence of an aggregator. Aggregator is somebody who is kind of compiling all this information in a central location and gives you one picture. So it gives you one picture which is helping you. Instead of going multiple sites, it helps you to get a one particular perspective in one site. And then when you book that through, you are not charged anything for using that service. You are able to book the flight ticket at the rate mentioned. You are able to book your hotel at the rate mentioned. it's the service, it's the hotel who pay to this aggregator for something that has been coming to them as a business. It's the airline pay to that aggregator for something which is coming to them. So that's the aggregator example. Essentially, there are types of search also. Natural search, which is an organic search, as they say, it's a search marketing strategy which involves optimizing your page to appear as close as to the first search engine result that is available to the searchers. Now, that's a science in itself, which is an organic search. Then comes the inorganic, which is through a paid approach. So when you do any searching, at the top, maybe one or two or three listing that you see, you also see a small nomenclature ad on the top right hand corner. So that's a inorganic search. It's a paid advertisement which is coming when that keyword is been searched by somebody. So it's an inorganic, it's a paid search. The remaining search which comes down are an organic search. Yes, search engine optimization helps you to also organically come in front, but if that investment vis-a-vis the advertisement investment, if you take a call that it is much worthwhile to do an advertisements, then you get into inorganic search. So your advertisements will come when people search for that kind of a word. So that's also a strategy in itself. So need to decide between natural search, which is organic, versus the inorganic. Paid and vertical keyword search. So as I told you that paid and vertical keyword, vertical keyword is for a specific word that you have searched, various relevant searches that emerge. One is a pay-per-click, PPC as they known as, uses the websites where advertisements pay their host only when the ad is clicked. So pay-per-click, listing has come, but if the customer clicks it, then the advertiser will have to pay it to the service provider. So Google AdWords program you have used, and you have used a pay-per-click, and when you search for washing machine, LG, Whirlpool and various National, Hitachi, all these things are coming in front of you. Then when you click on say LG washing machine, so then LG will have to pay to Google AdWords that required number of amount that has been agreed. Content sizes commonly charges a fixed rate, and content sites commonly charge fixed price per click rather than use a bidding system. In this, there is a bidding system. So Google and all get into the bidding. So for getting that keyword and the priority on that, various bidders come in forward and the rate starts, and whoever bids highest gets for that duration. So whatever that higher rate, you will have to pay. There are other sites who provide a keyword association, but they are not on the bidding. They are on a general fees that they charge you. Paid vertical keyword search, these three most common ways in which the online advertising is purchased is a CPM, CPC and CPA. We will study them. CPM is nothing but cost per mile or cost per thousand. Cost per thousand replies that when advertisers pay for so many exposures. Exposure is when I am scrolling through the Insta, I am scrolling through the Facebook. If in between your sponsored ad comes, means I have to pay. I may not see it, I may not click anything, I may not read. I have just come across your, I have also easily passed that, but you will still pay because you have taken a cost per thousand exposure. It is considered as an exposure. Cost per visitors is where advertisers pay for delivery of a targeted visitors to the advertiser's website. I have seen your sponsored ad, I will still not pay if you have taken cost per visitor as a package. Only when no more get quote and those kind of symbols which is given, when I click it, then I am directed to your website. So at that point of time, I have to pay whatever the charges that has been agreed for the click. So that is cost per visitor. Cost per visitor or cost per view, that's another this thing. When an advertiser pays for each unique user who views your advertisements. So website usually use this pop-up, etc. So view means on the same thing, then I click, I will get another view of your message. I can go through multiple pages that you have created, etc. So that's what a smart ad. When you have created multi-page, consumer tends to refer then and there. So that's the cost per view. Because I have multiple page, I can see that 1/3, 1/5, etc. So I know that there is something multiple. So I will see that. So that is means you have seen that particular advertisements. So there is the cost per view. Cost per click is also known as per pay, per click, etc. Advertisers pay each time a user clicks on their listing and it is redirected to their website. So cost per click is like I will click for a specific website that takes me to your specific link that takes me to your website. They actually do not pay for any listing or they actually do not pay for any advertisement by the user. So that's what cost per click is all about. Cost per action, that's another option. Cost per action or cost per acquisition is the payment scheme under which publisher takes the risk of running the ad. And then advertisers pay only when amount of users who complete a transaction, complete a business transaction such as purchase takes place. So it is like he not only shows your ad, he encourages you to go to the a particular site and from the site you get into buying an item. That's the time when amount is paid. Of course, those fees are generally higher. Similarly, CLC, common ways in which the online advertising purchase, this is the CLC is the cost per lead. Advertising is identical to the CPA and advertiser is based on the completion of the lead formality. So it's like when you click it, the form generally gets opened. When you submit the form, then the guy pays for it. So it's the cost per lead. Lead means the recipient gets the name, contact details of you in their inbox. So that's the cost per lead. Also common cost per order, advertising based on each time an order is transacted. So it's a order now, you know, kind of thing. So you see that order now. So that's a very clear this thing that only when you order on clicking that, then the advertiser has to pay to the service provider, those who gave you that sponsored service. The three most common ways we are trying to understand that the cost per conversion describes the cost of acquiring a customer, typically calculated dividing the total cost. So it's like, you know, I have to spend 10,000 to get 100 people. So it's my cost of acquisition is 1,000 rupees per customer. So that's a conversion. So conversion, then further acquisition conversions are also there. Out of 100, if I have converted, say, only 50. So it is a 50 to the 10,000. So that's how the cost per acquisition comes in. So you have to calculate various cost and then determine what is optimal that you are affording and that you want to do it and what you want to increase it to get better rate. So that's what is the science that you need to be aware about. Paid vertical and keyword search, that is what we were discussing, and then we got into this PPC, CPM, etc. Pay-per-click implements the so-called affiliate model. So affiliate model uses pay-per-click, wherein affiliates put the relevant information on your behalf and then there is a no more or, you know, get your free copy or this. They just direct it. Their role is to direct through this search engine, this thing, etc. and the digital technology. The link has originated from this gets recognized and therefore that affiliate, if the transaction takes place, gets the commission. It does this by offering financial incentives. He offers financial incentives in the form of a percentage of revenue to affiliate partner sites, etc. So, yeah, the affiliates get certain commission. Therefore, more and more affiliates are proliferating across the world for certain types of product for the company or the brand who's promoting affiliation-based marketing. Websites that utilizes PPC ads will display an advertisement when a keyword query matches to the keywords of the advertiser that he has obtained or that he has purchased or that he has subscribed. Such advertisers are called sponsored links or sponsored ads. So that's what you need to know about. Website that utilizes the PPC, pay-per-click ad, will be visible when the keyword is searched. Then only your website, this thing will come in the listing. Otherwise, your website will not come. Cost per click varies depending on the search engines and the level of competition for a particular word. So cost per click is has to ensure that the click takes place. And therefore, it is a keyword driven. And keyword for which many people are going to bid, then the cost per click will be higher. And those who gets that has to pay that much higher cost per click. Because many people have bid it, it will be as good as like you. Somebody starts with 1 rupee, somebody says 110, somebody says 140, somebody says 2, then 210, the deal gets closed. So then the one who got that will have to pay for that click, 2 rupees 10 paise per click that been done by the visitors to that place. Yeah. Okay, there are two primary model, cost per click, flat rate and bid based. Flat rate is nothing but essentially rates are sometimes minimal and they are flat, yani, irrespective of various other factors that come along with, while the bid based is it recognizes the importance of certain words among many interested. So as a result, you are able to maximize your revenue because people will want to have that keyword and therefore they are willing to pay more. And it's a private auction based this thing that happens. It's not that you and me have seen it, but the media agency do that on your behalf in consultation with you. Bid based PPC, when the ad spots is part of the search engine results page, the automated auction takes place. So how does this go about? When the ad spot is part of a search engine, that is the search engine, when gets displayed, your ad which is coming out there, the auction takes place. In addition to ad spots on the search engine page, the major advertising network allows for the contextual ad to be placed on the properties of the third party. Here what it means is the LG ad coming on Google's AdWord program or Google search listing, etc., is a third party ad. I am a second party, Google is a first party. I am getting into a search of a particular word, say washing machine, LG ad coming there, it's a third party. This has become possible because the person, LG, has got into what you call paid PPC model, and it's a bid base. They have taken a highest bid and therefore they have got that place. And whenever if I click that advertisements out there, LG will have to pay X amount to the Google search. So that's what it means. This is often referred to as a content network, and the ads on them as contextual ads because the ad spots are associated with the keywords. So more keywords, the keywords which has the highest bid associated, etc., will get more ads, the relevant ads out there. They will also come more frequently up because that's where then the publisher makes the money. Advertisers pay for each click, I have told you. Hotel chains often charge a winning bidder just slightly, often charge the winning bidder just slightly higher than the next highest bidder. So in a bidding, you know what is bidding, so the highest bidder gets this. So there is a minimum maximum. So your media agency works with you, recommends you, you agree onto the keyword, then they work with you that yes, it is a PPC model which is right for you, then they discuss with you the rates, then they participate in the bidding and they try to get you that keyword. Maybe many times or they are live, and if they see that some other party is showing more keenness, they request you to increase your bidding amount, and that's how the whole thing goes about. Maximize to success and achieve the sale, required scale, required sale, required conversion. There are automated bid management systems also can be deployed by you, though they are more commonly used at advertising agencies. So they do that. Essentially, you as a client don't need this services. Advertising agency do that for you. Thank you, friends.